Mason Neal, I'm talking with Emma Schleitzman of the South Central Calhoun Volleyball Program. Emma, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we talked a little bit before here about your guys' numbers and all that. Can you kind of tell us again kind of where you guys are at, who you may have graduated, and who is going to kind of step up for you guys this year?
Yeah, we graduated a big senior class last year. We had 7 girls, a lot of which played varsity for us. So we are kind of rebuilding this year, but we are lucky enough to have quite a few juniors that are coming back that played last year and a couple of seniors as well that suited for us. So we are returning Blair Sleisman, Macy Dorman, Sadie Wheelock, Morgan McChesney. All those girls played last year. They definitely got some good minutes, so we're excited to have them back. And then we did have a pretty good turnout for the freshman class, so our numbers are still sitting pretty good. So we're excited.
And then throughout the offseason, obviously with some of these underclassmen now having to step up and some of these freshmen now getting their first chance to look at varsity, what did you guys do during the offseason to kind of get prepared, or how did the offseason look for you guys?
Yeah, they've been great. We've had a lot of girls, upperclassmen, step up and lead the team just by showing up to open gyms and showing up to camp and showing that they're dedicated. That really influences the younger girls to come and show up and really buy in and everything. So that has been great.
And you talk about kind of the older girls leading the charge there. Is that something that you were kind of anticipating this year, is that the older girls were going to take a more of a leadership role this year to kind of influence the younger girls?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our seniors last year set that precedent, and then the younger girls, the juniors last year that are now seniors, you know, have really followed in that line and kind of, you know, shown everybody the ropes a little bit. But our juniors are great too. I think they take pride in, you know, leading a team and showing up and having good numbers. So it's been great.
And you talk about last year's senior class kind of setting that precedent. Is that something that you kind of want to build over there in South Central Calhoun? Is that the upperclassmen kind of every year take that leadership role?
Yeah, I think for sure it starts with the upperclassmen. But, you know, eventually we'd like to get to the point where, you know, the freshman class comes in and everybody's kind of on the same page. It doesn't necessarily have to be the older girls. But, you know, since they've been around a little bit longer, they are our veteran players. They're normally, yeah, leading that charge a little bit more.
And so, looking at your guys' playing style-wise, is there anything that's going to change between how you guys play or different sets or anything like that?
I don't think so. We usually, you know, we're a pretty defensive-heavy team. We have a lot of people returning on defense, so always just focusing on that. Offensively, like I said, we lost some big hitters and stuff last year, but obviously we're just working to kind of recoup that, play to our strength a little bit, you know, using the people that we have and the personnel that we do have. So, yeah, I think it'll be a lot similar to last year, but obviously some differences with personnel as well.
And you talk about that, too. You named a little bit of the differences. Is there any other bigger differences that is going to change from last year to this year?
Like I said, defense is something we're really going to focus on. We're working a lot on blocking, you know, and different defenses, kind of depending on who we're playing or what we're seeing the other team do on offense. But, you know, we're sticking to our game plan, play tough defense, hopefully turn that around and get some good looks on offense.
And so throughout the summer into kind of starting practice now, what are some of the growths that you're seeing from some of these upperclassmen?
Yeah, I think me and my assistant coaches were talking, and we've seen a lot of growth from a lot of players from last year to this year. I always say that, like, sophomore to junior jump, they come back in the summer, and it's like they're totally different kids, right? They've grown up, they're stronger, they're taller, you know, they're more confident, they are upperclassmen now, so there's something to be said about that too. And we've seen a lot of improvements in our hitters, you know, just stepping up and being more confident in what they're doing. You know, they're not suiting like they were last year to maybe that senior class. Now they're actually on the floor and playing, and so it's fun to see them step into that role a little bit, but we've definitely seen lots of growth there.
And then what are you guys mostly focusing on going into this season in practice?
I think right now we're just focusing on everybody getting on the same page as far as the culture that we want to have and the environment and energy that we want to have in the gym. That's kind of what we've been focusing on this week with the first few days of practice, just everybody getting on the same page and what do we expect out of our players, out of our teammates, out of ourselves, and just kind of dialing in and locking in on the same page with everybody.
And then have you guys, as a team or just individually, have you guys set any major goals going forward throughout the season?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we always do at the beginning of the season. You know, where do we want to be in the conference? Where do we want to be in the postseason? How do we want to be finishing in these tournaments, these games? You know, we always just like to keep that in the back of our minds and have those goals for us so that, you know, we're always looking forward to something and we're always working for something. So we've definitely talked about that and have some perspective going forward.
And, I mean, speaking about the conferences, have you gotten to be able to see any of the teams, or have you seen how many numbers are getting returning. What can you kind of give us on that outlook of the conference this year?
Yeah, I mean, we know they're still going to be tough. Everybody in our conference is always competitive. You know, a lot of the other teams have lost some seniors as well, just like we have. So I think we'll still be able to be competitive. We haven't seen anybody in scrimmages or camps yet, but we kind of know who they have returning and what we're going to be up against this year.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming forward with this new season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.